Today, we will hear a talk on steps 8 and 9. Step 8 made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9 made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Please give a warm welcome to Jamie S. from Long Beach, New York.
Hello, friends. I'm Jamie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jamie.
Nice to meet you all, and thank you all for your service. And Angela, I love your Bostonian accent. And because I have a home group in Long Beach, New York, and a home group in Surfside Beach, South Carolina, and there's a lot of New Englanders, and they pronounce it Oz. I see here a lot of friends that I haven't met yet. And in South Carolina, they give out these chips that there are no strangers here, only friends we haven't met yet. And I see my friends, Darcy, and a couple of my sponsees, George and Robin, and an old friend I haven't talked to in about 35 years, Ara, and my friend Kathleen that I've known for over 30 years. I see people from Tennessee, Las Vegas, all over. So I have some bleeding deacons in my group. I'm an old timer, but I'm not a bleeding deacon. And they're against Zoom, and Zoom saved my butt in the pandemic. So I like Zoom and I like in-person meetings. And the universe has a very interesting sense of humor because today I'm speaking twice, once on Zoom at 12 and in person at 5 o'clock in a meeting in Long Island, New York. So today's a day of service for me. And my birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks, and not my AA birthday, but my natal birthday. And I usually get a lot of service when it's my AA birthday or my natal birthday. God usually sends me out to speak. So anyway, today's about step 8, 9, and 9. And, you know, I'd like to tell you all, these are my two favorite steps. And they are. But I'm really favorite with all the 12 steps because I'd like to tell you 6 and 7. I'm so grateful to because I really changed in steps 6 and 7. But steps 8 and 9 were the process of clearing away the wreckage of my past, the finale. 4 through 9 is clearing away the wreckage of my past. So that this illness that I have called alcoholism, I share with a lot of people that I'm a free man today. I can go anywhere on the planet except two places. I can't go to the past and I can't go to the future. I get sick. So doing steps 4 through 9 helped me put the past behind me and bring me to this precious moment in time. The only problem is I still got problems in my brain because alcoholism is continuously working. So with those problems, now I got fear of the future. I've recovered from my past, but now I got fear of the future, and we'll get to that. But I just wanted to read quickly from the big from the 12 and 12. Steps 8 and 9 are concerned with personal relations. So with that being said, I came to AA and I found out that steps 1, 2, 3 introduced me to a power greater than myself. Step 4 through 7 introduced me to myself, and steps 8 and 9 introduced me to you people. Now, it says here after step 8. After step 7, now we need more action. I just did the first 7 steps. I thought that was enough for recovery. If that was enough, it would have been a 7-step program. Now, if you're new originally, if you go to page 262 in the big book, it's 263, it says this was a 6-step program, which we took from the Oxford group. And that 6-step program was called by Bill and Bob The Way Out. And they went to copyrighted, and they found out there were 12 other groups called The Way Out. So they changed the name to Alcoholics Anonymous, and they, with the first 100 people, they expounded on the 12 steps, and they made this from a 6-step program to a 12-step program. And if you'd like to go on Amazon or Google, you can find the original manuscripts, which cost like $19.95. I have them. And there's only 2 of the first 7 that have been changed. Step 7 used to say, humbly on our knees, ask God to remove our shortcomings. They took away on our knees because they thought this was becoming too much of a religious program. And step 12 was, having had a spiritual experience as a result of this course of action, we tried to carry this message to others, especially alcoholics, and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. What principles? The first 11. So the work is not the first 11 steps. The work is the 12th step. But I've got to be trained how to help other drunks. And in the 80s, like my friend Ara and me used to go to meetings in Hollywood, in North Hollywood, California. I would take guys to drug drunk tanks and rehabs, and they would try to kick the windows out of my car because I was practicing a two-step program. Step one, step 12. Step one, step nine. Not bad. I'm helping people, but we're messing with people's lives here. So we better know really what we're doing. So that's why I was taught to take these steps in order. So it says now that now we need more action, and without help, we find that faith without works is dead. Let's look at steps eight and nine. We have a list of all the persons we have harmed and to which we are willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. You're going to hear a lot of people say, I did a four step again this year. I've done 10 four steps. I quit AA for a while, and I went to JA, which is Jamie's Anonymous. And I can't rewrite these steps. There's a precise set of directions. Once I do that four step, I don't have to do another four step, but I take that four step and those names on that four step, and I continue with the eighth step. Now I'll get to that in a minute. If I need to do inventory, and I've been told by my sponsor, I better not even call my sponsor unless I put pen to paper, because he's a sweetheart. He's gentle. He's not a tough lover. He's younger than me. He's an ex-cop, a sergeant. I'm an ex-convict. I would never have picked a cop for my sponsor. I found AA. I'm an artist. I'm a scam artist, bullshit artist, and a con artist. And I found AA in Dannemora State Penitentiary while I was going to AA on a scam for the parole board because it would look good to get me out of prison early. I believed that I was a drug addict, a gambler, compulsive eater, a womanizer, a liar, cheat, and a thief. But an alcoholic, I was that bum on Skid Row and in the Bowery until I became that bum. I don't call people bums anymore. I call them people with untreated alcoholism and a sick and suffering human being. And this program has helped me to do that. So what has happened from me is I would like to share with you all what I do. It said here in the book, I didn't get to right now, it's more important that we share the precise set of directions than it is my story. In private, I do it in public, some of you know me, but today it's a specific topic of steps eight and step nine. Made a list of all persons we had harmed. A lot of people do all this stuff, but they leave out finance and romance. They leave out sex and money, and those are two of the biggest problems that I have. So it doesn't say there, made a list of all persons I had charmed. It says made a list of all persons I had harmed. I do not belong on that list. You hear people say, oh, I got to make amends to myself. You do that in step four. You do that by coming into these rooms. Step eight is about the people I harmed, and I'm not on that list. So if you'd like to debate that with me, I left my phone number on the Zoom thing. And if anybody's interested in going through the 12 steps, I've been in AA 41 and a half years. I've been going since 82. I do not have 41 years of sobriety. Okay, somebody's sending me texts. It's getting in the way of my concentration. Okay, so long story short, I woke up this morning and I did the precise set of directions on page 86, what I'm supposed to do upon awakening. I didn't kiss my wife. I didn't go to the bathroom and take a pee. I didn't pet any animals. I didn't kiss my son or my mother-in-law. I got on my knees, and upon awakening, I tuned in with my higher power. Now, if you are an atheist or agnostic and you're having a problem with this, picture yourself, me and you having a fist fight. You might be able to beat me. I know martial arts. There's definitely, I can't beat 10 of you. That's a power greater than myself. So in the beginning, I used the group of drunks, G-O-D, in the meeting room. And the meetings were my higher power until I kept relapsing. And going to meetings was not the proper treatment for my alcoholism. Helped me greatly. You people really helped me a lot. But then I needed good orderly direction, G-O-D. I needed that experience. It says in the big book, there's so many people that have such strong faith in AA and outside of AA, but they don't have a connection with the higher power. I wanted that connection. So I got on my knees this morning. I asked God to guide and direct my thinking like it says on page 86. And then I do what Madeline in my home group says, God, please get to my thinking before I get to my thinking, because I can get into trouble at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. Now I go immediately into step one. Even though I haven't had a drink or a drug in decades, I say, God, please, good morning. Thank you for this day. Please guide and direct my thinking. Please remove my obsession to drink and use. I admitted I'm powerless over alcohol. My life has become not only unmanageable, unbearable. I needed a new manager. Now I have one. Now I'm tapping into a power greater than myself. What I'm thinking and what I'm feeling is not controlling how I'm acting. That's peace of mind. That's serenity. So I move right into step two while I'm on my knees. God, please restore me to sanity. I had a problem with this step. My father had shock treatments in the early 60s because he believed my mother and Dr. Bernabio, remember doctors made house calls? Well, Dr. Bernabio was making a house call. And Dr. Bernabio and my mother were having an affair. My father felt this. They wound up getting him on medication and electroshock treatments. I got a problem with insanity. I'm not insane. I just drink too much. I got a hot temper. No, I was insane. AA taught me that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is insane. Going to a 12-step program and not doing the 12 steps is insane. Going to the gym and watching my friend Ara work out and thinking I'm going to get muscles is insane. Okay. So now how about if you got an atheist or agnostic as a sponsee, how are they going to do step two? I asked them, are you open to possibly, maybe, could be that a power greater than yourself can restore you to sanity? And most of them say, yeah, I'm open to that. Okay. How about we don't call it a higher power? How about we call it happiness, spirit of the universe, the great spirit, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. How about you try to be open to having a personal relationship with a power greater than yourself? They did that for me, and it helped me. And some of you, like Ara, know my old friend Tom Dixon, who just died. He took me through these steps. And in the old days, on page 262, you went through all the 12 steps, but it was the 6 steps in one day. You don't hear that in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's on page 262. It's called The Thorough Indoctrinator Steps. With 8 or 9 individuals and their wives. There was no Al-Anon. They're held in people's homes. That's where the name home group came into effect. So I did this. So I'm on my knees this morning. I asked God to restore me to sanity because even though I feel sane today, the best Jamie there's ever been, I cannot trust my ability for self-appraisal has been damaged by alcohol and drugs and the world. So let's not take any chances here. God, please restore me to sanity. I move now to step three. Step three, I go, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. So I learned in step three, I don't want to do Jamie's Anonymous anymore. I don't think I'm smarter than you people anymore. I don't want to rewrite the big book. I just want to do the precise set of directions. So Tom Dixon taught me, go to page 63 in the big book. It's the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me. And he put his hand on my head. Please, God, relieve me. I don't let men get that close to me. I'm an ex-convict. I've been in 4 jails and 4 state penitentiaries, but I let him take away my difficulties so that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help. Do you mean to tell me that everything, that piece of garbage life that I had, I needed to go through because God is using me to help other people who went through what I went through? That's where it's at. That's what I needed to do. So if you're new, please do me a favor. I don't represent Alcoholics Anonymous. Please don't compare yourself with me. I wasn't as bad as Jamie. Oh, I could drink more than Jamie. You're going to compare yourself out of this room. But if you could identify with the feelings, and I had to find out what an alcoholic was. Imagine I could admit I was a drug addict, a convict, a womanizer, an overeater. But I couldn't admit I was an alcoholic. And if you're new, there's a difference between a heavy drinker and an alcoholic. You could be a heavy drinker and not be an alcoholic. I was allergic to alcohol. I'm missing enzymes in my brain called acetylidine that does not break down alcohol like a normal person. For example, you can have an addict, and I'm an addict and an alcoholic, but I respect the house I'm in. You can have an addict, a non-addict, and you inject heroin in his veins for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, that addict is going to be addicted to heroin. But you can have a non-alcoholic and you pour vodka down his throat or her throat for 7 days, or they may puke, they may throw up, and they may get sick, but they'll probably never touch alcohol ever again. There is a non-alcoholic and an alcoholic. So when I got to step three and I did the third step prayer, I said, finally, I had such a strong experience. And the experience that I had was a power greater than ourselves. Not everybody has it at step three. I did. I had that spiritual experience But I drank again after that day. So I get to have that spiritual experience every day, as many times as I want, but it's going to take a little effort. So now, in step three, I keep trying to turn my life a little over. I'm relapsing. I said to my grand sponsor, Bill Tater, and he said, I see the problem, Jamie. You're beyond human aid. I said, well, what do you mean? I know that. That's why I'm trying to tune in with God. No, no, no. You're trying to turn your life a little over the care of God. You can't. You can't do that. I said, what am I doing here in these meetings? He said, the decision you make in step three, it's to go on to step four. Wow, light bulb. I didn't get that. I thought I had to turn my life and will over. No, I just have to be willing. Now I go to step four. Step four is the scariest step in AA, and it's the most gratifying. Okay? Step four is, if I have to deal with the pain I went through in my childhood, in all those four jails, four state penitentiaries, 26 strokes, a heart attack, if I got to deal with that, I'm going to get a heart attack. That was BS. I got relief, and I got a relationship with a power greater than myself. It was the boogeyman. It wasn't true. And I know this guy in the meetings, he's called Irish Barry, and he says, I didn't do step four because I was afraid of step five. And I didn't do step six because I was afraid of step seven. And I didn't do step eight because I was afraid of step nine. Fear hurt me my whole life. Self-centered fear. But I'm learning this now in step four. Now, I am not trying to redo the big book, and some of my sponsees are on right now. I do the fourth step a little different than it is in the big book. It's basically the same. But I don't do it horizontally. I'm angry at Mr. Brown because he tried to flirt with my wife and it affected my security. That's what I got to get to, but that's not the way I do it. The way I do it is I can't look at myself, even at 65 years of age. So what's the best way is I'll let you people trick me into getting it all out. And how do I do that? I just make one column and you write 25 to 1,000 resentments, person, place, or thing. Then we go to the second column. And I write down what they did that made me cause this resentment. Then I get to the third column. What did it affect? Then I get to the fourth column. What was my part in it? So I don't have to see that right now because I can't deal with that right now. If I could, I'd leave you guys. I'm recovered. It just didn't work that way for me. So I have to make this step four, not become the AA dancer. Step one, two, three, drink because I'm afraid. One, two, three, drink because I'm afraid. We got to get through this as soon as possible. And in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, Ebby Thatcher carried the message to Bill Wilson with 30 days of sobriety. Now, Ebby did drink again. But it was said, I remember in the 80s, I'm going to meetings in California. Jamie, just do one step a year for 12 years. I didn't come to this program to be sick for 12 years. Jamie, make the doorknob your higher power. That didn't work for me. So what happened was, it says in Dr. Bob and the Good Old Timers and Alcoholics Anonymous Come of Age, do one step a week for 12 weeks. And after 90 days, you've been through the 12 steps and you can carry the message. Each person is case by case. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I didn't do the fourth step for a year in AA. And then I did. So we don't tell people what to do here. We share with you what worked for us. God willing, hopefully it'll work for you. Now I got to step five. I found that guy I could trust, Tom Dixon. I told him everything about me. And I said, you know what? Okay, I'll take a chance. If he finds out what I did, all the bad things I did, he's not going to want to be my friend anymore. I found out he did worse things than me. That's why it's so important we identify with each other. And then he showed me love. I never really had a man in my life that showed me love. I was afraid of that. I'm heterosexual. I don't care what sex you choose, but I never let a man get that close. And I've been abandoned my whole youth. So he did. And he became a lifelong friend. And he was my friend for 40 something years and in AA. And he just passed away. And I owe a lot to him. He really helped me. And he never judged me. I've seen him lead meetings in North Hollywood, California, where people attacked him at the end of the meeting for not calling on him. He stayed calm and cool. I really apologize. I'm sorry. He was an epitome to me of humility. Some people said, wow, he's real phony. He was my friend. And I met him in AA and God put him in his life, in my life. And he helped me become a better person. So I was real sad when he died. But he told me before he died, I'm allowed to get disturbed. I'm not a robot. Step 10 says, whenever I'm disturbed, there's something wrong with me. Jamie, you can get disturbed, but I can't stay disturbed. I can grieve and mourn now. I did for Tommy D, but I can't stay down, or this alcoholism is going to get me. So I needed to get grateful for what Tom did for me, not that Tom is gone. So that was one of my experiences. Anyway, let's get back to step 5. So I'm on my knees, right? And I'm going to share that while I'm on my knees with step 4, I said, God, please let me take my own inventory today. Please let me share it with Eddie. And that's my sponsor now. Eddie's got more time than me. He's younger than me. He's a cop, I told you. And he's been my sponsor for the last 7 years. And then I go to step 5 and I shared it with him or someone else in my support group. I try not to share my problems with my sponsees, but once in a while we help each other. They're not attached to my crap. And that's a support group. It's very important. And now I'm in step 6. I learned in step 4 to identify my defects of character, my fear, my self-centered fear, the 7 deadly sins. I learned all this in step 4. Maybe there's some stuff I left off on the list. Deal with that later in step 10. I did the best that I could do for that moment. But now as I approach step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. I missed the key word there. I have a problem of not following directions well. It said all. And I was practicing 11 and a half steps of this program. Come on, I'm doing real good compared to what I used to do. But I had a little stash of money from them. My wife didn't know about it. And I would go to Atlantic City. And I would, no, no, no. And I'll be flirting and I'm married. No, no, no. It says all. And Tyler already have God remove all these defects of character. If you're new, I don't want to scare you. But this is steps 8 and step 9. And if you're up to step 8 and step 9, I got to totally come clean. I can't do the things that I want to do. Step 6. I must do the things that I don't want to do. Step 7. So now I'm on my knees. I'm taking an inventory. I'm scanning my body this morning. Oh, I'm a little nervous. I hope I get on that Zoom all right, because I'm older now. I'm not good with electronics. Oh, I got to pay the rent. Holy cow. I identified. I'm dealing with some fear. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to go on Zoom early. God, please help me. Can you take away my fear? Now I'm at step 7. And I go on page 76, the 7-step prayer. My creator, I'm now willing that you should have all of me. Why do I get to give him all of me? Why do I get to give him my good? Because what I think is good is probably bad, because my ability for self-appraisal is damaged. I think sarcasm is good. It's not good. It puts other people down to build me up. So now I'm not going to take any chances with my mind. I'm going to do what I'm told. My creator, I'm now willing, you should have all of me, good and bad. Please remove every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go up and here to do your bidding. That's it. I did my job. I'm ready to go. But now we just read before, Angela, that I got to do more work in step 8 and 9. But it's not so tough. Steps 2 and 3, nobody gets step 2 at step 2. We really start getting step 2 at step 11. Nobody gets step 3 at step 3. We start getting it at step 6. They're all connected. So now that I'm on step 8, I take my list from step 4. I make these lists and I find out now, wow, I forgot a lot of people. It's okay. Let's get them on the list now. But I got to sit down with a sponsor before I start going and make amends. Because I went to my brother with 90 days of sobriety and apologized. And he said, you take your amends, you take Alcoholics Anonymous, and you shove it up your butt. Whoa, now I got a new resentment and I wanted to kick his ass. And I can kick his ass. So what happened was, I tried to, before I approached these people that I have to make amends to, I sat down with a sponsor, spiritual advisor. I make 3 columns. People I'm going to make amends to right now. Right away. People I'm going to make amends to a little bit later. And people I'm never going to make amends. I was so beaten when I came into this program. Now, there's some women and men that have been molested or raped. And that's a very hard time for them to do that. I never got molested in prison. I've never been raped. But I've had some bad things happen to me in life. But I was so beaten. I was ready to make amends to the world. I was shouting AA from the mountaintops. My ego was huge. We don't do that. You have to have a careful sense of timing. And I sat with my sponsor. Don't go make amends to Sammy in your home group. He's not ready for you. I said, Tom, I'm wrong. I admit don't use the teachings to manipulate. Okay. A careful sense of timing. He's not ready to forgive you. Wait a minute. Wait. You told me that amends is not to be forgiven. I got to take responsibility for my side of the street. So he said, that is correct, Jamie, but you may be endangering the group's common welfare. If he's not ready to forgive you, you may get into a fist fight and we may lose our group because you had a fight in the meeting. It's making me think deeper. Well, then how do I make this amends? You just become willing and you ask God. God will create the situation. A year later, we're both tidying up the front desks to set up a meeting, and it's the Jewish Yom Kippur, and that's atonement for your sins, no coincidence. And we look at each other, and I go, I'm so, so sorry, Sammy. And he goes, Jamie, I'm so, so sorry. And we both started crying. I'm a 65-year-old man. He's a 75-year-old man. We're both crying. We hug and kiss each other. And it was over. The war was over. I do the willingness. God does the healing, the amends. I don't make the amends. And a lot of people don't do step eight because they think step eight is about the amends. It's not. It's about a list. I must have the list. And it's a written list. But the book specifically says, what if somebody finds this list of all the people that I wrote? I had a sponsee, and I never told anybody, and I'm still not going to tell you his name. Everything my sponsees tell me stay with me. They know it doesn't go to my sponsor or my wife. He committed murder. There was a guy in my home group that admitted he killed somebody 20 years ago, and there's no statute of limitations. And there were three cops in my home group, and they had to arrest him. And he went to jail for murder. We must be careful who we're sharing our deep, dark secrets with, but we must get them out. So if you're worried about somebody finding that paper, cheating on your wife or husband, you can do a universal amends, which is you write the list, you and your higher power, give it to God, you burn the list right then and there, and it's over. How do I make amends to my father who died while I was in the state penitentiary? I made a universal amends. I'm helping other people. I don't do the things that I did. I went to the gravesite with four men from AA, and I made amends to my dad. Listen, this corny stuff that AA tells me to do made me feel better. I don't know if I'm doing it correctly, but I'm sure feeling better than I used to feel. So now I'm into step nine, full blown right now. And it's the last process of I made direct amends to such people wherever possible. Do you know how many husbands' wives I slept with in the 70s? I wanted to go make amends to them all. You know, my sponsor says, Jamie, you don't go and upset other people's lives. There's a natural order in the universe. How do I make amends then? If the situation presents itself, one, you never sleep with with married people. Two, you're married. You don't sleep with anybody else but your wife. And three, if you're going to make amends, just do it between you and God and be ready and willing. And we'll make the battle plan that if it's meant for you, you will do it. I said, okay, I'm willing. Very good. And then we got to the financial amends. I want everybody to forgive me, but I don't really want to pay them all back. That's the truth. But I did. How much time I got left, Angela? 5 minutes? Angela, I can't hear you. 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yep.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate you. So here's the key one that was rough for me. Randy Brown at 14 years old in Long Beach, New York, I ripped off his coin collection. I was a criminal before I ever picked up drugs and alcohol. Some of you weren't. I was. I like stealing. I used to watch Robert Wagner and It Takes a Thief, and I love that show. So what happened? I was a trusted person in their home. I was like a son to them. And when Randy was at school, I broke into their house and I stole his coin collection. Saw Randy years later, and his mother, years later. I'm a father now. I got family. And his mother said, Jamie, I'm so happy for you. You're doing good in AA. You don't have to make amends, Randy. Thank you, Mrs. Brown. I'm so sorry that I went in your house. I loved you. I'm sorry we haven't seen each other in years. She says, but you don't have to make amends. I said, I need to. Can you tell Randy I want to see him? I saw Randy and I made amends. He didn't look happy to see me. 30 years later, now it's 40 years later. But I didn't go to my sponsor. I didn't offer him to pay him back what I took. I went back to my sponsor. I kind of had resentment. He didn't look too happy to see. Did you offer him a financial resolution for what you did? I didn't want to pay him back. I was a kid. Don't I get a break? No. Clear away the records from past. I must go. I got his sister was on Facebook. She's got 25 years of sobriety. She says, what is it about step nine you don't understand? How long are you sober, Jamie? I called up Randy. I apologized. I said, I'd like to make amends. Financial amends. We worked out a payment program. He said $1,800. My sponsor said $1,800 plus interest. Interest. I don't want to pay him. I got to pay him interest. I paid him with interest. I paid him $150 a month and I paid him off. And then we went out to dinner and I paid for dinner. Got a little resentment. Why didn't I spend up to $100? He took me to an expensive steakhouse. It cost me $400. But anyway, now I could look Randy in the eye. We're friends. I could look myself in the eye. My wife wasn't very happy. That's your past. That's not my past. But she's very spiritual. She knew that I needed to do that and we needed to do that. When I started doing these things, I should have done this 20 years ago, Nate. When I started doing these things, the floodgates opened up. So finally, I'm going to end it with this. We don't have to do this all in one day. We have to do one day at a time, something for our recovery. Liz Bailey says, TIME means things I must earn. I say, today I must earn. If I ain't working, I ain't getting paid spiritually. So with that being said, I'm going to open the meeting to you folks. And I left my phone number on there. You please text me if you need any help with the steps. You need just to talk to another human being. I'm available and open 24/7 if you text me and I call you back because there's time differences. And I'm so grateful, Sonny, that you allowed me to do this today. And thank you for letting me share my experience, strength, and hope on the first nine steps. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Thank you very much. That was great.